Tantor Audio presents The Girl's Guide to Manhunting by Jessica Clare. Narrated by Jillian Macy. 1. Like everything else bad that happened in Miranda Hill's life, rear-ending old Mrs. Doolittle was purely the fault of Dane Croft. She could have sworn that she'd recognized the broad shoulders, tight ass, and familiar swagger of her nemesis walking into the local coffee house. Her most hated enemy, the man who had ruined her life. In fact, she'd been so busy craning her neck to see if it really was Dane Croft that she hadn't paid attention to the stoplight and had plowed right into the car in front of her. Yet another thing she could add to the list of reasons why she hated him. Miranda put her pickup in park and slid out of the cab to look at the damage she'd caused to the other car. Mrs. Doolittle drove a Buick that was older than Miranda herself, and the thing was built like a tank. A big, powder blue tank. The bumper wasn't even dinged, not that Mrs. D cared. The old woman crawled from the belly of the tank and scowled at her. "You hit my car, Miranda!" If Mrs. Doolittle had a cane, she probably would have shaken it in Miranda's face. "What on earth were you thinking, girl?" Miranda gave Mrs. D an apologetic look and self-consciously tugged at the high collar of her pink sweater set. "I'm so sorry, Mrs. Doolittle. I was just... distracted." She was still distracted, actually. Her gaze strayed to Kurt's coffee on the far side of the street, but the windows were tinted and impossible to see into. The elderly woman peered at her. "Young lady, were you using the Twitters while you were driving? You know..." "No, Internet," Miranda blurted, tugging on her collar again. "I just wasn't paying attention. I thought I saw... something. Someone." A car pulled up behind.